Half of all U.S. mutual fund portfolio managers don't invest a single dollar in the funds they manage. Another quarter invests less than $100,000. This shocking statistic reveals something profound. There's often a massive gap between what sounds smart on paper and what actually works in real life. Billionaire investor Sandy Gottsman cuts through the noise by asking potential hires a simple question: what do you own and why? Not which stocks are undervalued or which economies might crash, but what they personally believe in enough to risk their own money. This disconnect isn't unique to finance. Doctors often choose less aggressive end-of-life treatments for themselves than they recommend to patients, prioritizing quality of life over longevity. Estate planning attorneys structure their own wills differently from their standard client templates. These aren't contradictions. They're acknowledgments that when it comes to complicated emotional decisions affecting your family, there's no universal truth, only what lets you sleep at night. While basic principles matter, the most important money decisions aren't made in spreadsheets. They're made at dinner tables, balancing family security against maximum returns.
I did not intend to get rich. I just wanted to get independent. Charlie Munger's words capture what truly drives financial success. Independence, waking up free to do whatever you want, trumps maximum returns or leveraged luxury. This mindset leads to counterintuitive choices. Keeping 1 to 2 years of expenses in cash despite opportunity costs, paying off mortgages despite low rates, choosing simple index funds over complex strategies. Financial success isn't about the highest possible net worth. It's about eliminating financial anxiety. Morgan Housel calls it getting your lifestyle goalposts to stop moving. Someone earning $100,000 who lives on $50,000 and maintains that lifestyle even as income grows to $200,000 automatically increases their savings rate from 50% to 75%. This creates sleep well at night money, which proves more valuable than maximizing returns during downturns or career disruptions. The path varies for everyone, changing careers without worry, time with family, or passion projects. Many use the 4% rule as a benchmark, accumulating 25 times annual expenses, though the exact number depends on individual circumstances.
Despite sophisticated financial knowledge, many experts embrace remarkably simple approaches. Christine Benz maintains minimal accounts, respective 401ks, Vanguard IRAs, and taxable assets, a health savings account, and basic checking. Morgan Housel's entire net worth consists of a house, checking account, and Vanguard index funds. Burton Malkiel keeps over 90% in broad market index funds. These aren't people who don't understand markets. They understand them deeply enough to know that complexity undermines long-term success. Complexity increases costs, taxes, and behavioral mistakes. Warren Buffett advocates low-cost S&P 500 index funds for most investors. Jack Bogle's research showed frequent traders underperformed markets by 1.5% annually due to transaction costs and timing mistakes. About 80% of active managers underperform benchmarks over 15 years. Most follow systematic, automated approaches, regular contributions to diversified, low-cost index funds with minimal tinkering. Christine Benz attributes her success to consistent employment, enabling regular savings, shared financial values, beneficial stock compensation, equity-heavy allocations, and automation. Behavioral discipline during volatility adds up to 1.5% in annual returns, far outweighing potential gains from complex trading. Successful professionals recognize their human capital, their ability to earn income, as their most valuable asset. Dan Egan estimates his represents 75% of his total wealth, with his hourly wage growing nearly tenfold through consistent reinvestment in education and strategic career moves. Contributors describe investing in education, skills, and networking as their highest returning investments. Carolyn McClanahan emphasizes, invest in yourself. Your ability to work is your safest and highest returning asset. For entrepreneurs, their businesses often represent their largest investments. Alex Chalakian provides compelling math.
Purchasing a financial practice with $100,000 in recurring revenue for $250,000 equals a 40% yield, far exceeding typical market returns. This focus influences other decisions. Many maintain 12 to 24 months of expenses in cash to enable career transitions or entrepreneurial opportunities. They strategically invest in experiences and networks that enhance earning potential, conference attendance, professional memberships, mentorship programs. For young professionals, a 20% salary increase typically impacts net worth more significantly than a 20% investment return.
I was never supposed to make it this far. Leanne Miko's reflection reveals how childhood shapes adult financial behaviors. Growing up on welfare, she learned society equates worth with financial status. At 13, she handled adult responsibilities, calling utility companies, negotiating with landlords. These moments created lasting impressions, manifesting in an 18-year struggle between compulsive shopping and anxious hoarding, despite her success as a financial expert. Financial psychologists call these money scripts, unconscious patterns influencing lifelong decisions. Nina O'Neill experienced similar struggles after her parents' divorce, with multiple teenage jobs creating both business success and workaholic tendencies. Not all formative experiences stem from hardship. Blair Duquesne's first money memory was the church offering plate, demonstrating how money supports community, a positive association influencing her emphasis on generosity. Ryan Krueger's investing journey began at 13 when his father helped him research companies, connecting work, investment, and value. These stories illustrate how earliest experiences create emotional patterns that either support or undermine financial success. Understanding these patterns enables conscious choices rather than unconsciously repeating childhood programming. The most meaningful investments often transcend financial returns. Bob Seawright's mother-in-law purchased an Adirondack cottage as a family gathering place where conversations happened and relationships repaired. Bob bought his own cottage nearby, despite it being a lousy investment financially, yet the most important financial investment we'll ever make for family legacy. Ryan Krueger treasures his Grindex account, time coaching kids' sports and creating season videos. Dan Egan purchased 10 acres so his daughter could experience nature as he had. Desarte Yarnway invests in affordable housing and entrepreneurs. By investing in people in the smallest ways, you can realize the biggest alpha. After losing her brother to suicide, Debbie Freeman prioritized experiences over expectations, now saving monthly for a dream 40th birthday vacation. Joshua Rogers follows the law of giving. Money works like blood circulation. Being tight-fisted cuts off proper flow. Brian Portnoy defines wealth as funded contentment, having resources to underwrite meaningful life rather than simply accumulating more. Personal finance is more personal than finance. There's no single right way to manage money. Jenny Harrington focuses exclusively on dividend-paying stocks. Howard Lindzen splits between high beta growth stocks and substantial cash. Ashby Daniels invests 100% in diversified index fund equities, rejecting fixed income entirely. These differences reflect different priorities, risk tolerances, and life situations. Contributors often shifted from complex strategies focused on outperformance to simpler approaches emphasizing consistency and peace of mind. Morgan Housel moved from individual stocks to low-cost index funds. Carolyn McClanahan abandoned day trading for passive investing. Ted Sides transitioned from tax-inefficient hedge funds to global equities with a cash buffer. These professionals make suboptimal choices, like holding excess cash or paying off low-interest debt early, choices that reflect deeper wisdom about what allows them to sleep at night. Financial success isn't about following someone else's formula, but developing a sustainable strategy aligned with your unique circumstances.